In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, the beheading of John the Baptist really infrequently falls on a Sunday, and so we don't hear much, I think, about the significance of this great and unbelievable event. And so I went and did a little research, and I found a homily by Archbishop John of Shanghai and San Francisco. And I want to read that homily to you. It starts off, "Therefore, having suffered for the truth with joy..." Now he's talking about John the Baptist. "Therefore, having suffered for truth with joy, you proclaim to those in hell God who appeared in the flesh, who takes away the sin of the world and grants us great mercy." And this is from the troparion of the beheading. And so what's amazing, if you see, that when he went down after his death and he went down into Hades, he not only before his death he proclaimed the coming of Christ, but he proclaimed the coming of Christ to those who had departed and were in Hades. From the very beginning and even the very first days of his life, the forerunner of Christ, Saint John the Baptist, was totally dedicated to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came after him. In the days of the infant massacres carried out by Herod throughout Bethlehem, there was an aggressive attempt to kill Saint John and his mother, Saint Elizabeth. They were pursued by Herod, and they fled into the desert, where Elizabeth died on the 40th day after the birth of St. John. About the same time, St. John's father, Zacharias, was killed in the temple by the servants of Herod. Miraculously, God provided for St. John, and he was raised in the desert, where he was unknown and remained in silence for 30 years until the word came to him and commanded him to preach a life of repentance and call upon all men to prepare the way of the Lord. About 6 months after the beginning of St. John's ministry of repentance, through which he prepared the Jews to receive the Messiah, who was coming imminently, he had surrounded himself with disciples, most of whom became the first disciples of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. When God had arranged the meeting of St. John the Baptist and our Lord and Savior Jesus, St. John baptized Christ. And in the moment of our Lord's baptism, the mystery of the Holy Trinity, of the one God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, was made manifest in the person of Jesus Christ himself as Trinity in perfect unity. Saint John the Baptist, therefore, ineffably and miraculously informed his disciples that the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world was present. At this point, John the Baptist gradually faded into the shadows, and those who were called by God began to follow the newly revealed teacher and savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. However, having been superseded, Saint John the Baptist rejoiced rather than grieving over his diminished role. And when St. John's devoted disciples asked him about his lack of concern over his decreasing fame, he replied with words that clearly expressed his humility. "You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the kingdom, because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy is mine, of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Soon after this, after this, St. John's words thundered forth, censuring Herod Antipas, ruler of Galilee, for divorcing his first wife and unlawfully taking Herodias, his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, as his second wife. In response, Herod cast St. John the Baptist into prison, where he was to end his earthly life. Subsequently, he was beheaded by Herod to fulfill a perverted vow during a banquet celebrating Herod's birthday. While the beheading of St. John the Baptist cut off his earthly life, at the same time, it initiated a new and glorious ministry as forerunner. Holy tradition teaches that the soul of St. John the Baptist departed his ascetic and holy body and went to Hades, where the souls of all who died on the cross before the Savior's death were in repose. This included the souls of everyone beginning from Adam and Eve. However, the holy and righteous soul of St. John the Baptist did not go to Hades in order to experience a dark condition of alienation and distance from God. Rather, St. John the Baptist, friend of the bridegroom who had baptized Christ, suffered for his righteousness, proclaimed the hope of the kingdom. And he preached to all and prepared the way for Christ, who was inseparably bound to John the Baptist because of St. John's devotion and continuous and everywhere present proclamation that Christ was and is the Savior of the world in fulfillment of his ministry. St. John the Baptist was sent before Christ as his messenger of the gospel of salvation. However, having descended to hell, St. John the Baptist continued the ministry that he had performed on earth and preached the gospel that the kingdom of God was drawing near. In fulfillment of this ministry of St. John the Baptist, he preached it to the souls of the righteous from the Old Testament who are awaiting the coming of Christ, who would conquer the serpent of death, as he had told to Adam by God. The prophets who beforehand who had seen in the Spirit the coming of the Messiah awaited the fulfillment of God's revelations that had been made to them. Thereby, St. John the Baptist, having descended into hell, brought the joyful tidings of the kingdom of God to the souls of those who had been deprived of the light of God's glory and his preaching, and fulfilled their every hope for salvation in the glory of God. The preaching of St. John concerning the coming of the Messiah was addressed not only to the souls of the righteous, but also to all who were in hell. St. John the Baptist appeared in hell to prepare the way of the Lord, just as he had prepared it on earth. St. John the Baptist's descent into hell and his preaching of the gospel was the proclamation of joy to those who were languishing there. Even the souls of all the dead who yearned for salvation listened eagerly to the preaching of St. John the Baptist. Therefore, when Christ descended into hell after his death on the cross, he was greeted not only by the Old Testament prophets and righteous ones, but also by the souls of those who were once disobedient and opposed the long-suffering of God in the days of Noah and during the rest of the time that the sin reigned among men. Dear brothers and sisters, we must understand that hell was destroyed by Christ's descent into Hades. The glorious light of Christ shined through the darkness, and the souls of the repose who received him were led into the kingdom of heaven. St. John the Baptist, having fulfilled his ministry as forerunner on earth, appeared as forerunner of Christ in hell. His beheading was the culmination of his earthly life, but it also was the beginning of a new and glorious ministry. Christ said, "Among that are born of women, there has not risen a greater one than John the Baptist. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare the way before thee.'" The words of the Lord himself testify of the spiritual greatness of John and his purpose in the work of the salvation of the human race. He appeared and was the servant and preacher of God as no other single person in the whole world. Remember, he began to preach and to praise Christ before his birth, and continued even after his death, ascending with Christ into the kingdom of heaven after the destruction of hell. Being the greatest of the righteous, a worthy place was prepared for him in the kingdom of his friend, our Lord Jesus Christ, where he remains now, awaiting its revelation in all glory and the triumphant feast of the Lamb of God in the second coming, when he will gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. His beheading was his final exploit on earth, and his last step for the receiving of the greatest reward in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, for those in hell, his beheading was the rising of the morning star before the appearance of the Son of Righteousness. Just as the nativity of St. John the Forerunner and Baptist is the beginning of the gospel for the living, so his beheading was the beginning of the gospel for the dead. The glorious beheading of the forerunner is part of a certain divine dispensation, for he preached to those in hell the coming of the Savior. Be glad, O Baptist, and let thy spirit dance, for thou dost accuse the godless Herod, and dost preach to those in hell, saying, "Our salvation hath drawn near." He who came before thy birth and thy divine passion is through a sword in the nethermost parts of the earth. John the prophet and messenger of the descent there cries as the voice of the word, "Do ye dead, as giver of life, exalt Christ above all forever. Do ye blind, as giver of light, exalt Christ above all forever. Do you prisoners, exalt Christ above all forever, as the deliverer and author of salvation." Archbishop John of Shanghai and San Francisco. Amen.